Good evening, this is the Chorus Call operator, and welcome to the 2010 financial year results of the Hera Group. All of the participants are in listen-only mode. After the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. To receive assistance by an operator during the conference call, please press star followed by zero. And now I would like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, Chairman of the Hera Group. Mr. Tommaso di Vignano, you have the floor. Good evening. We are meeting just after the Board of Directors, which approved our financial statement just an hour ago, and I'm here with Mr. Venier, Mr. Moroni, and Mr. Hansen. We are very pleased with our results, and rightly so. We will now be going into them briefly to hear your comments as well. First of all, we have to say that in terms of EBITDA, the result is characterized by a few traits we'd like to underline, the first of which is its size, which is positive, which is characterized due to the fact that it is an important growth, and it is 100% driven by organic growth. There were no extraordinary operations which had an impact on the result. And furthermore, it is a result that, compared to last year, has a profile which is very much consistent with what had emerged in the first three quarters. And the contribution within this result came from all of the areas, but certainly this year, the energy sector, in terms of sales, production, and trading, benefited from the group's policies over the past years, and it also benefited from the market situation, so much so that the energy sector contributed to 26 of the 40 millions of the group's overall growth. This value is significant per se, but we can also take into account the fact that in 2009, as you know, we had also had an extraordinary operation equal to some 15 million euros, which was connected to the acquisition of the gas networks last year. And that would bring the group's organic growth to 56 million. That is simply to highlight the levels of both efforts and results we have obtained. As far as the EBIT is concerned, this is equal to 24 million euros in growth after the 16 million euros which were allocated and accrued provisions. The pre-minorities net profit grew by 57 million euros, and the minorities grew from 14 to 25 million, also due to the sale of 25% of Hera Ambiente to the Iser Group. Another important element which needs to be highlighted is that in the results, after the operation I just mentioned, in other words, the sale of 25% of Hera Ambiente, you won't see any mention made of this on the financial statement because the 50 million euros which were made went into our reserves. Moving on to our investment policies, as you know, this was an important year because it was the first year of discontinuity vis-a-vis the company's commitment in terms of building the large plants, a goal we had from the very beginning of the company. This was an extraordinary effort equal to 700 million euros invested, which in June 2010 had brought us to the inauguration of the last of the large plants. And therefore, we were in the position of being able to bring back the yearly investment levels to some 340 million euros, which was the figure we had highlighted in the last business plan. This was the reference value up to 2014. This figure is in line with the net investments made throughout 2010, and I believe this to be another factor which gives a strength on one hand, of which we've already begun reaping the benefits, but it also an element of credibility, which is something we very much appreciate. As far as the net financial position is concerned, we have results which are conservative, which is also accompanied by the positive result we obtained in terms of cash flow, operational cash flow, because as we had forecasted, we had a positive result, and it's a positive result equal to 28 million euros, meaning that it grew vis-a-vis the previous year's results. These are the main points which summarize our activities. Moving on to page 2 now, with a few more remarks on our profit and loss statement. In terms of revenues, we ended with 3.8 billion euros, meaning that we had a significant reduction vis-a-vis 2009, a reduction which is concentrated in the decreased amount of electricity trading which we were able to obtain during the year. As you can see, therefore, the impact is reduced in terms of marginality because, as you know, the contribution of trading is characterized with a marginality which is different compared to the other managed businesses. And we can also make a second remark after having reminded you of the EBITDA value, is how we have reached the 315 million euro EBIT figures. Considering the pre-tax result, which, as you know, 2009 also included the effects of the fiscal moratorium, which was equal to 27 million euros in the previous year's balance sheet. A further element should be highlighted, which is the tax rate. On one hand, we had some results which are obtained through the goodwill for the acquisition of gas networks in 2009, which allowed us to have a benefit on the entity of this year's taxes equal to 25 million euros. As far as the profits and loss situation, I believe there is nothing further to add. I think the figures are pretty self-explanatory. And moving on to page 3 now. Here we can see the results as far as how they were managed. First of all, we can see the EBITDA drivers, which includes the 16 million euros in 2009, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, to give you the overall view. And we can see how we have had significant organic growth and synergy contributions, even though we had a further contribution coming in from the new plants, which stems from two plants for the most part, the first of which is the Rimini plant, which started up again after it was rebuilt. It was a pre-existing plant that was completely renovated, which began working in the month of July. And the second element is the full regime of Imola and the Modena waste energy, which had begun operating in the previous year. Obviously, the contribution of the Imola plant, its output was conditioned, as far as production was concerned, by the market conditions, as all other energy plants. But it also gave an excellent contribution to the district heating activity, And that's where its 2010 growth was based on. Going back to the contributions coming in from the various strategic areas, as illustrated in our business plan, you'll notice that we had contribution coming in from all of the three main areas, with a specific contribution coming in from the energy area, which includes distribution, that has a plus 33% compared to 2009, whereas waste and networks grew by 4% respectively. These are the fundamentals. As far as the regulated activities are concerned, we continued with our usual businesses. We had a consistent response from tariffs, especially in the water business. And as far as the energy sector is concerned, the flexibility, the principle of flexibility vis-a-vis our market presence in terms of procurement, both of gas and of electricity production, that was certainly a major contributor to our 2010 results. And to that, I'd like to add a further remark, which is crucial as far as our corporate policies are concerned, the fact that in 2010 the growth of our customer base was significant, and therefore our presence on the local market grew as we grew in our neighboring markets with a plus 50,000 customers. And as far as the gas business is concerned, we were able to keep our 1.1 million customers regardless of the intense competition which characterized the entire year. As you know, in terms of orienting activities to the downstream, and especially to certain sectors such as the residential one, from other operators, there was an important event in 2010, and therefore competition did increase. Nevertheless, we were able to resist in the gas business, and we were able to grow significantly in terms of establishing our presence in the electricity sector. These are the crucial elements of our results, and I'll now give the floor to Mr. Venier to go into the business-by-business breakdown. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon. As usual, I'll begin with the waste business. And in commenting waste, I'd like to base my remarks on some industrial elements. In 2010, we completed our new plants with the going on stream of the Rimini plant, and therefore a number of remarks can be made vis-a-vis the company's new balance, also compared to the remaining national context. Let's begin with a comment on the volume side of things. We are satisfied in witnessing that we are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. As you can see on page 4, the overall volumes of waste treated by the group are now above the 2008 levels, and specifically the second semester of 2009, we were able to recover from 2010. We were able to recover the downturn, which began in 2009, and we were able to reach 3.5 million tons, which are managed on the market. We had a significant recovery beginning in the year's second semester, even though the economic situation and the industrial scenario was characterized by significant weakness. Now, if we go into our situation in terms of waste management and treatment, many of the things that we said over the years on where we intended to go are now starting to become noticeable and can be highlighted. The first figure that is surprising is the level of waste in landfills. It's still 1.4 million tons without any significant increases, even though the overall volume has increased. Behind this figure, we have another very important figure, which is the amount of urban waste that was treated in landfills, which last year dropped to 25% only. Our goal is to reach 22% and then 20% over time. And I'd like to remind you that nationally, 49% of urban waste is disposed of in landfills, whereas in Europe, it's 38%. At the same time, we have witnessed a progressive growth both in the waste treated in incinerators. The Modena incinerator was able to work only partially during the year, and the Rimini plant began at the end of mid-year. And we also increased the amount of waste treated by the selection and composting plants. And that is due to the group's policy, which focused on separate collection and the utilization of the material stemming from that. Last year, we reached almost 48% in terms of sorted collection, whereas the national average is 30%, with an increase by 3% compared to the previous years. And this allowed us to increase the flows of dry waste that can be recycled, such as paper, cardboard, glass, and so on and so forth. And at the same time, we also grew the moist components, which could then be used in the biofermentation plants that we built over the past 2 years. In terms of our assets, as I was saying, we have the new Rimini plant, which went on stream in June 2010. And keep in mind that in the initial months of work, the plant used the boiler for the production of electricity, which belonged to the old plant. But beginning in early March this year, the new boiler, the new alternator, and turbines were used, which has a capacity equals to 13 megawatt hours in terms of electricity. Also, as far as our assets is concerned, we are now shareholders of the Enomondo company, which is a company which at the end of last year started up a biomass plant with an 120,000-ton capacity, of which we had acquired 40% initially, and at the end of January, we increased our participation up to 50%. In terms of the production of electricity from these plants has now reached 530 gigawatt-hours, which gave a significant contribution to the production of energy from renewables, and in our group, this represents 30% of the overall production. As far as the side of the business, which pertains to regulated activities, in other words, waste collection and street cleaning, in this case, we had an increase in tariff equal to 3.4%, which represents an increase in revenues of 400,000 euros. These industrial components brought about the results of 195 million euros in terms of EBITDA for 2010, which grew by 8 million euros compared to the previous year. Moving on to the results of the water business. In this case, the most significant elements we were able to appreciate in this business is on one side the contraction in terms of volume of approximately 1%, which was represented by a very rainy summer season, which therefore had an impact on the volumes consumed during the period, during the months of the year in which there is the highest consumption, and not only due to the climate, but also because during the summer we have an extra level of consumption, which is determined by the flow of tourists on the Adriatic coast. But we also had increases in terms of tariff and in terms of efficiency. Overall, tariff grew by 5%, which brought about the regulated revenues of the business to 119 million euros, Whereas in terms of increasing efficiency and the impact of efficiency on cost, together with the increase in tariff, we were able to improve our results by 10.5 million euros, which allowed the business to obtain an overall 142 million euros EBITDA in 2010. The good performance on costs was also accompanied by a further improvement in terms of management, because leakage dropped down to 25%, whereas the national average is 35%. And all of this was accompanied by reduced investments, which for the first time in several years went below the 100 million euro threshold and are now equal to 94 million euros. Moving on to the performance of the energy businesses, in other words, gas and electricity, the result of the gas area is striking. It improved from the 174 million euro EBITDA last year to 193 million euros, so it's almost 20 million euros more. And this improvement, as Mr. Tomasi was saying, derives from the performance of our commercial activities, which were able to benefit from the general context. Even the climate made its contribution. The cold we had in the two winter quarters at the beginning and end of the year had an impact on the distributed volumes, which increased by some 70%, equal to 2.5 billion cubic meters, which is in line with the national average. But this was accompanied by a growth in the sold volumes equal to 4% approximately, up to 2.9 billion cubic meters. This was directed to the commercial area, to our end users, but also to the as far as supplying some thermoelectric plants. As we already mentioned in our previous presentations, the driver in this area of business was the performance of trading and sales, which improved their profitability by 35%, reaching approximately 75 million euros out of the overall 194 million euros of the business area. Even the regulated market had some improvements, since the new tariff period had a gradual application of the new RAB, which for 2010 was equal to 860 million euros, and it increased our revenue by 7.5 million euros approximately. And another element of growth was given by district heating, as the chairman was mentioning. Among the components of our organic growth, we also had the full regime of the plants, among which we have to cite the Imola plant, which in 2010 was able to work for the first time for the entire year, and this had an impact on the district heating sales, which grew by 12%, and this was accompanied by an optimization of production costs, which allowed for a 4 million euro growth in this side of our business. The EBITDA margin is now close to 16%, which I believe to be a striking result given the nature and the characteristics of this business. Moving on to electricity. Even here, we have had a development in our results, which went from 53 million euros in 2009 to the 59.8 million euros in 2010. In this case, for the first time, we had the commercial side of things in the liberalized market, which are now above the growth coming in from the regulated side of things. And this was made possible by the development of the customer base, on one hand, which continued growing even in 2010. As you can see from the graph, we were able to increase our customer base by some 50,000 customers in net terms, which means also taking into account the lost customers, and therefore our new customers total more than 70,000. And even volume has grown by 10%, reaching 7.7 terawatt per hours. Even here, we have a couple of elements that I'd like to highlight, which still don't reflect in the 2010 results, but they will in 2011. The first element is the position that company now has in the acquisition of Salvaguardia service. This is a side of business that the company was able to manage in 2009 and 2010 in three regions, Tuscany, Marche, and Umbria. And with the tender we had at the end of last year, we were also able to acquire these services in Tuscany again, but also in Lombardy, Molise, Lazio, Abruzzo, and Apulia. And therefore, this will bring about the growth both in terms of volume but also in terms of our customer base. And in net terms, this will increase by some 30,000 customers vis-a-vis 2010, from 2011 to 2013. Another important element in this business area, besides the contribution from the trading activities, is the short position in production, which we had over the years, and this obviously offered benefits in this specific year, since the production of margins, margin production, as you know, is very complex indeed. The final element I'd like to highlight is that we were also able to produce energy from renewable sources with initiatives on the territory equal to 3 megawatts. The final element I would like to comment on vis-a-vis our performance is the one which pertains to our investments. We have already said a number of times that this would have been the first year after a number of years we focused on development. Again, our goal this year was to invest less than 350 million euros, and that's how it was at the end of the year. Our investment was equal to 342 million euros, which was distributed in the various business areas, as you can see on page 8 of our presentation. And in all of the areas of business, we had a contraction in investment. And in the waste business, this was due to the completion of our plants. In the water sector, this was due to the effect of a number of initiatives that were completed in the previous years, within the framework of the development programs which were defined with the local authorities, whereas in the other sectors, this was due to the maintenance of our networks. As far as the investments made, we have two specifically that I'd like to go into, the first of which I already mentioned was our participation in Enomondo. And the second investment was the Galsi project as shareholders throughout the various phases of this project that have been going on throughout the years. I'll give the floor to Mr. Moroni now on this financial situation and on our cash flows. Thank you and good afternoon. I'd like to go back to four or five points, going back to our profits and loss account. As we saw, our EBIT is equal to 315 million euros with a plus 24 million compared to 2009. And compared to EBITDA, we had a 24 million growth vis-a-vis 40 million. So we had an impact as far as amortization and accrued provisions are concerned of 116 million euros. We were able to optimize our accrued provisions vis-a-vis the energy networks. And as a consequence of this, we were able to take advantage of accrued provisions for the quality of credit, which was recovering from the crisis we had in 2009. So this is an effect we have to take into account as an extraordinary effect indeed. As far as Eurobonds are concerned, that a Eurobond in the short and midterm with the 2019 expiration, which was then swapped during the year with a variable percentage, and this allowed us to reduce our debt changes, and even here this was a very positive result. And finally, as far as the tax rate is concerned, we had the possibility of taking advantage of the government's budget law, and therefore we were able to pay deferred taxes, which gave us an advantage on the tax rate for some 125 million euros. These three effects brought about a net profit of 142 million euros, which is a significant growth vis-a-vis the previous year. Another relevant point that was highlighted and that I'd like to go into was the cash flow generation that the company had this year, equal to 28 million euros. This allowed us to limit, together with the sale of 25% of Herambiente, which compensated our payment of dividends, allowed us to have a 1.86 billion euro net financial position. All the company's indicators, as far as these results are concerned, were positive. And specifically, I'd like to focus on the net debt to EBITDA ratio, which goes from 3.06 times to 3 times, and the debt to net equity ratio is 1 time. These are two indicators which have improved also compared to the expectations we had in the business plan. And a final indicator that I'd like to cite is the FFO on net debt, which goes from 14.9% in 2009 to almost 18% in 2010, with a significant improvement. Also, in light of the company's credit merit, and therefore with the possibility of going back to our previous positions before being declassed during 2010. Thank you. Well, the conclusions we can draw from the things we have shown you are summarized on page 10, where on one hand we highlight the how consistent these results are, the results of the first year of the business plan, with what our commitments and forecasts had been. From an operational point of view, we are above the forecast we had made for the initial step of our plan. And this strengthens our idea that this plan is very much achievable. As far as all of the results down to the net profit, which had been a criticality for the company in the past years, and now the situation has changed and this can only be a pleasant surprise to shareholders. As far as investments are concerned, the line we had in mind has been confirmed, and therefore, even in terms of cash flow and the dividend increase, we are in line with what we had forecasted. And as Mr. Moroni was saying, we are hopeful because the financial indicators now have adapted and are now consistent with the plan, because we had expected to bring the debt to EBITDA ratio to 3 times. And we also had the issue of the convertible bond equal to 140 million euros, which happened last year, which we will be benefiting from in terms of our flexibility. Also, in light of the ambition we have of continuing to grow also externally. In one of the cases that Mr. Vernier mentioned, in the waste business, and in other cases that we are assessing and managing, one of which may already be highlighted in the gas sector in the weeks ahead. These are further elements that strengthen our belief that our future forecasts are fully feasible. As far as our operations are concerned, I already spoke about the customer base issue, and also in terms of volumes, I think that we have obtained very good results in some complex times, and all of the sectors have obtained good results throughout the year. That's all as far as I'm concerned, and now we are available for any remarks or questions you may have. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now begin the Q&A session. Anybody wishing to ask a question can press star followed by 1 on their telephone. And to exit the Q&A list, please press star followed by 2. And please use your telephone receiver for the questions. If you have any questions, please press star followed by 1. The first question is from the Italian conference call by Dario Michi from Banca Akros. Good evening. Based on the 2010 results, and specifically as far as the gas business unit is concerned, the results are above the results announced in the business plan to 2014. Will you be increasing your, you think that these will be repeated throughout the years, or are they just one-off? One-off events. And going, a second question on M&A. This was a relaxed year in terms of M&A, but what can we expect for the future in terms of consolidation? Do you have any M&A commitments that you've already made, or are there new commitments you've made also in light of the debt to EBITDA ratio? If you have so many local networks, perhaps you can be considered as an important partner even by larger players. A third question on gas concessions. Are there any developments? And more in general, what is your current vision concerning the gas market? Given the Galsi situation, the investment on the Galsi project, when can we expect that project to go on stream? I'll answer the questions concerning the gas business. As far as the results of 2010 are concerned, they are above the results we had expected in the business plan in terms of the energy business. Obviously, the gas business is going through a very unique situation. We have an oversupply. We have an advantage for those operators who had a flexible structure in terms of their procurement contracts, as is our case. Is it a one-off situation? Well, we don't think the situation will change in 2011, as a matter of fact. And the contracts, which had an effect on the final quarter of the year, will also have an effect in the first 9 months of the next year. But I believe, I have reason to believe that this unbalanced situation, which favors those operators which have similar positions to the one we have, will certainly continue in 2012 and probably also in 2013. Obviously, within the context of the business plan, last year we had been a little bit more conservative in our forecasts, and I believe that in the review that we will be conducting the months ahead, this will be one of the chapters, one of the points that we will have to update our forecasts on. As far as gas concessions are concerned, they still have not been published. Or rather, the first of the decrees has still not been published. It is upcoming. In the past few days, the final drafts of the documents of the ministry have been disseminated. They were also disseminated in individual regions for any possible comments, and therefore I have reason to believe that it's just a matter of days. And this is important because it is this decree that will postpone or rather interrupt the tenders with the old criteria. And as far as the mechanisms are concerned, I believe that in a matter of a couple of weeks, we will also have the opinion of the Council of State on a couple of the points included in the decree. The Council of State's opinion was suggested to give further strength to the provisions included in the decree. As far as the Galsi project is concerned, I think I have already given you some indications in terms of how we are reading the market in the 2 years ahead. This doesn't mean that our programs or those of the other projects have changed. The Galsi project is continuing, as you may have read in the declarations made by the CEOs of a number of other partners. And within the end of the year, we will have the final investment decision made. And in these weeks, in the current weeks, we have a redefining the financial structure and model, the underlying financial structure of the project. And therefore, the project is moving ahead, even though there is a certain amount of uncertainty in North Africa, and even though there is a certain complexity in reading the market conditions. I do believe that the fundamentals behind this project are still in effect. We still expect the project to be completed by 2014 or 2015. As far as your question on M&A is concerned, we can state the following. The absence of extraordinary operations in 2010 was simply a coincidence. In other words, we didn't have the necessary timing conditions to complete certain operations. It was not one of our priorities. But as I've always said, we continue to pay attention to any possible opportunities, and therefore I can confirm that we are currently negotiating a couple of operations, and they rank among this year's goals. And I'm sure that there will be further opportunities due to reasons which can also be linked to what Mr. Vernier was saying on the gas tenders. Undoubtedly, the gas tender scenario on one hand, and the expirations of certain tenders as foreseen by the Ronchi decree, and therefore the need for smaller players to find a larger partner, is still very much valid, and we believe that these are the two facets, the two elements that can give us further opportunities this year. And Hera will pay close attention and look into these opportunities. And as you were saying, I think we can also afford to look into these opportunities due to our current conditions. And it's also one of the reasons why last year we thought it was useful to have the convertible bond that I mentioned earlier. So I'm sure there will be some news soon, but they won't be significant or very large operations. We're looking into some interesting opportunities which won't upset the balance we have obtained, but can help us grow. If you have any questions, you can press star followed by one on your phone. For any further questions, press star followed by one on your phone. Next question is by Stefano Gambini of Equita Fame. Good afternoon, everybody. My first question is on the gas business. Can you give us the EBITDA figures divided by marketing, distribution, and district heating for 2009 and 2010? If I understood correctly, marketing grew to 170 million euros. It seems like an excessive figure, and I just wanted to check. Secondly, can you give us a breakdown on amortization and accrued provisions? Last year, the accrued provision was 51 million euros. You said that this year they're still high, but I didn't understand exactly how high. And can you tell us what we can expect for 2011? Will these accrued provisions go back to the previous levels? What should we expect for 2011? And another question on waste. Can you give us the figures concerning Hera Ambiente, such as the EBITDA, net profit, and debt? And secondly, can you help us to better understand the growth is of 2.4% of EBITDA? Now, since volumes grew significantly, can you give us an idea of how special waste performed and what the reason is behind the fact that this was the only division that had results that were below the excellent results you had in the other businesses? Let's begin with gas, by giving you the figures you asked for. Out of the 193.9 million euros of the 2010 results, 74.5 million pertain to the commercial activities, in other words, trading and sales, and 119 million euros stem from distribution and district heating activities. Out of these 119 million euros, some 100 million euros pertain to distribution activities, and the remaining part comes from district heating. Compared to the previous year, the regulated activities grew by 2 million euros due to the fact that in 2009, the result in this area had been influenced by the 16 million euro capital gain we had from the networks we had acquired, whereas the liberalized activities had had a result which was slightly below 57 million euros. And as far as the waste sector is concerned, the Hera Ambiente results are the following. Its EBITDA in 2010 was equal to 165.3 million euros, and a net consolidated result of 47 million euros. These are Hera Ambiente's figures. And as far as the overall business area's results are concerned, which according to you, are slightly below the results of the other business areas, I think that in this case we need to take into account a number of factors. First of all, the price of electricity, which last year was below our expectations due to the effect of competition and the lower margins we had. We also had some amounts of electricity which were lower compared to our expectations, whereas vis-a-vis volume and special waste, we had slightly more competition, which eroded some of our margins. As far as the waste mix is concerned, special waste, as you can see in the 2010 column on page 4, the overall volumes were equal to 1.69 million tons, whereas the special waste part in 2009, that was equal to, I'm looking for these figures in real time, bear with me, I have to figure it out because I have to look for the Harambita figures in another table. Waste from the market in 2009 had been 153 million tons. So we had a 5% growth from one year to the other. So from 1.5 to 1.6. Your last question was on the debt of Harambiente, if I'm not mistaken. This was 480 million euros, 480. And as far as accrued provisions are concerned, I'll give the floor to Luca. Provisions were equal to 223 million euros, and depreciation was 68.7. As I mentioned, this year we were able to seize an opportunity of being able to review our depreciation for the networks and the energy businesses, and we seized this opportunity, which allowed us to save money in terms of depreciation and the accrued provisions were 37 million euros, which means we had higher figures compared to the previous year, equal to 11 million. The quality of the credit stemming from the crisis toughest years, especially in 2009, dragged into 2010, and therefore, to be conservative, we decided to accrue this amount, which is an extraordinary amount, also in light of the crisis. As far as the quality of credit is concerned, I'd like to highlight the fact that we have this effect on one hand, and on the other, in terms of fresh credit, throughout 2010, we had a number of satisfactions because we were able to recover some 30 million euros fresh credit in terms of being able to recover the youngest hedging steps. We also have some projects to be able to monitor the group's credit situation. Do you have any indications on the accruals for next year? We should be in line with the previous years, therefore some 25 to 26 million euros. And then over the course of the year, we'll see how things will evolve. As for the credit situation, 25 million euros. For any questions, you can press star followed by 1 on your phone. Mr. Tomasi Di Vignano, a gentleman, we have another question. Eduardo Montalbano, Centrobanca. Good afternoon, I have two questions. First of all, can you quantify the impact of capitalized costs on the basis of IFRIC 12? And then another question on the average cost of debt in 2010. And finally, can you give us a guidance on the 2011 EBITDA based on the performance of the first quarter, which is about to conclude? As far as the IFRIC 12 impact on the EBITDA, that's equal to nothing. Because according to the principle, amongst your revenues and your costs, you have to include the costs which are capitalized for the works made on the networks that you have coming from concessions. So there's no effect on the EBITDA. The other question was on the average cost of debt. Gross debt as I was saying was 4.1% on average. And then as you know, we also have some 500 million euros cash, meaning that the total cost is 5.2%. The next question is from Salvatore Bayamonte, Banca Akros. Good evening. Can the June referendum have an impact Can you repeat the question? Can the June referendum have an impact on the Galli Act? Well, obviously, the promoters of the referendum want to partly amend the one of the principles of the Galli Act, according to which investments need to be remunerated. But it's not a matter of how and when this will have an impact on the Galli Act. It's a matter of understanding what will happen in Italy, were the referendum to assess that investments cannot be remunerated, and I don't think this will be the case. I hope that the outcome will be different. I hope that we can go through the birth of the new regional regulators, which will have to work based on the Galli Act, or something else that can go in that same direction for the years ahead. Besides that, obviously a listed company can't work on a volunteer basis, even though we do love the water sector very much. Further question from Eduardo Montalbano from Centrobanca. I'd like to repeat my question on a guidance on the EBITDA for this year. No, we don't have the first quarter figures. We didn't have any specific surprises, but we usually don't give any guidances. Also, because the within 1 month's time, we'll have the Q1 report. And I'm saying this, as I've already said, that the figures we've had in 2010, which are the goal, the issue of our conversation, which are fully in line with our business plan forecasts, fully in line, meaning that we are not suffering due to any specific uncertainties. Next question is from Luigi Monica Unicredit. Good evening. Can we have an update to the end of 2010 concerning the RAB in the electricity distribution business and the invested capital in the water business? Thank you. As you know, the RAB in the electricity business will be redefined by the new regulatory period. That will be focusing on the new tariffs. As far as tariffs are concerned, for the electricity sector, we have a recognized RAB. Equal to some 220 and 230 million euros, whereas as far as the waste business is concerned, the figures will not change compared to the figures we saw in the past, since the investments made are closer and closer to depreciation, so it's 110 million euros approximately. There are no further questions. Thank you very much. And we will be meeting our investors in the days ahead. Talk to you soon. Thank you.